听力课堂，听 class.com。
2010年全国普通高等学校招生统一考试，上海英语卷听力测试现在开始。
Listening comprehension, Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation,A question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Excuse me. I received this electric toothbrush as a gift.And I'd like to return it, as I already have one.
Sorry, you can only exchange it for something else of equal value.
Question. What is probably the man?
Two. Be quiet. I am trying to watch our football team in the World Cup.
So, what's going on? What's the score?
Question. What are the speakers talking about? 3. Excuse me, could you tell me where the pencil boxes are, please?
Yes, they are on the next floor, the stationery department.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
4. Do you get up at 5 every morning?
Yes, and I need 7 hours of sleep. I should go to bed by 9 or 10.
Question. How much sleep does the man need?
5. Have you heard about Tim? He had to be rushed to the emergency room.
Really? I hope it's not too serious.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? 6. I thought we could all go to France this year.
Oh, Dad. I'm 18 now. I'm too old for family holidays.
Question.What does the woman mean? 7. Did it cost very much to stay overnight at the hotel?
More than you would believe.
Question. What does the woman mean? 8.Do you fancy an ice cream?
What? You want an ice cream? Now?
Question. What is implied in the woman's reply? 9. Oh, this is so annoying. Where on earth did I put my car keys?
You never learn your lessons.
Question. What does the woman mean? 10. I don't know if Steve likes the apartment or not.
He said he liked it, but then he didn't want to sign the contract.
Question. What can be concluded about Steve?Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following introduction.
I'm going to tell you about a sport, capoeira. Capoeira came from Brazil, where it was started by the African slaves. They used it for entertainment and also to fight against their white masters. It is a kind of kung fu, which is also like a dance. You need to be very fit and strong, and you should have good control of your body. You often have to use your hands to balance. Everyone sits around in a circle, singing and playing music, and two people fight in the center. To fight the other person, you kick with your feet, but nowadays there is no contact. As soon as you see the other person's hand or foot coming towards you, you have to move away quickly. You must be careful the other person doesn't kick you. If the other person kicks you, then you lose. I have been doing capoeira for 3 years. I have improved a lot since I first started, and now I wear a green belt. In the future, I would like to become a trainer and teach other people about this beautiful sport.
Now listen again, please. I am going to tell you about a sport, capoeira. Capoeira came from Brazil, where it was started by the African slaves. They used it for entertainment and also to fight against their white masters. It is a kind of kung fu, which is also like a dance. You need to be very fit and strong, and you should have good control of your body. You often have to use your hands to balance. Everyone sits around in a circle, singing and playing music, and two people fight in the center. To fight the other person, you kick with your feet, but nowadays there is no contact. As soon as you see the other person's hand or foot coming towards you, you have to move away quickly. You must be careful the other person doesn't kick you. If the other person kicks you, then you lose. I have been doing capoeira for 3 years. I have improved a lot since I first started, and now I wear a green belt. In the future, I would like to become a trainer and teach other people about this beautiful sport.
Questions 11. Who first started capoeira?
What is required if a man wants to do capoeira?
When can a man be judged to lose in capoeira?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
As a hotel manager, I have to walk around and smile all the time. Every day, I arrive at the hotel at 7:30 a.m. Before I prepare for the daily operational meeting, I first review the night manager's reports and catch up on the emails that come through overnight. Then I check on breakfast and walk through the restaurant to say hello to guests. At 9 a.m., there's the daily operational meeting, where staff report on what has happened the night before and what needs to be cared for. At 9:45, I am very visible and always around the hotel meeting and greeting staff. I have to keep an eye on what is going on. Everything from the temperature of the shower to the variety of food. And we have to bear in mind cultural differences. For example, The Japanese want a running bath, and the Americans are fine just with a shower. At 1 p.m., I always eat with a different member of staff, as this is a valuable way of finding out what is going on. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., there are different meetings concerning all the aspects of hotel operation. I try to get through all the work by 7 p.m.
Now, listen again, please. As a hotel manager, I have to walk around and smile all the time. Every day, I arrive at the hotel at 7:30 a.m. Before I prepare for the daily operational meeting, I first review the night manager's reports and catch up on the emails that come through overnight. Then I check on breakfast and walk through the restaurant to say hello to the guests. At 9 a.m., there's the daily operational meeting, where staff report on what has happened the night before and what needs to be cared for. At 9:45, I am very visible and always around the hotel meeting and greeting staff. I have to keep an eye on what is going on, everything from the temperature of the shower to the variety of food. And we have to bear in mind cultural differences. For example, the Japanese want a running bath, and the Americans are fine just with a shower. At 1 p.m., I always eat with a different member of staff, as this is a valuable way of finding out what is going on. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., there are different meetings concerning all the aspects of hotel operation. I try to get through all the work by 7 p.m.
Questions. 14. What does the speaker do first after arriving at the hotel?
Which of the following details shows the speaker's concern about cultural differences?
What does the passage mainly tell us?
6. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Next patient, please.
Morning, doctor.
It's Mr. Gerald, isn't it?
That's right.
Is that G-E-R-A-L-D?
Yes, it is.
Right. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, I've had this awful flu and a terrible cough.
I see. How long have you been feeling like this?
Oh, about 3 or 4 days, I suppose.
Have you had a temperature?
It's normal.
Okay. I'll just look at your chest. Now, breathe in and out slowly. And again. Good. That's it.
Thank you.
Well, I'll give you some cough mixture. Take 1 spoonful every 4 hours for the next 5 days.
Okay, doctor.
Now, listen again, please.
Next patient, please.
Morning, doctor.
It's Mr. Gerald, isn't it?
That's right.
Is that G-E-R-A-L-D?
Yes, it is.
Right. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, I've had this awful flu and a terrible cough.
I see. How long have you been feeling like this?
Oh, about 3 or 4 days, I suppose.
Have you had a temperature?
It's normal.
Okay. I'll just look at your chest. Now, breathe in and out slowly. And again. Good. That's it.
Thank you.
Well, I'll give you some cough mixture. Take one spoonful every 4 hours for the next 5 days.
Okay, doctor. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. I don't know what to read. Can you recommend anything?
Have you read a book by John Wyndham called Webb? I've just finished it.
No, I haven't. What sort of book is it?
Well, you know, John Wyndham writes science fiction stories. This one's a novel set on a Pacific island.
What's it about, then?
Well, the main characters are a man and a woman who join a group of people hoping to start the perfect society.
I see. And do they succeed?
No. It turns out that the island they go to is full of huge spiders. They're determined to destroy everything there, including any people who come. But I won't tell you what happens next, or you won't want to read it.
Okay. I'll give it a try. Thanks. Now, listen again, please. I don't know what to read. Can you recommend anything?
Have you read a book by John Wyndham called Webb? I've just finished it.
No, I haven't. What sort of book is it?
Well, you know, John Wyndham writes science fiction stories. This one's a novel set on a Pacific island.
What's it about, then?
Well, the main characters are a man and a woman who join a group of people hoping to start the perfect society.
I see. And do they succeed?
No. It turns out that the island they go to is full of huge spiders. They're determined to destroy everything there, including any people who come. But I won't tell you what happens next, or you won't want to read it.
Okay. I'll give it a try. Thanks. Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer. That's the end of the listening comprehension.
高考英语听力测试到此结束。